Well, I'm standing here on a very wet and windy Dartmoor on the 26th of December 2014. And Dartmoor has many tales, lots of folk stories, the Dartmoor pixies of legend. And there's a wonderful story about something that took place just a few miles west of where I now stand. Crisscrossing the moors of Dartmoor are paths. And these paths were known as the lich ways or the lich paths, and they were the paths of the dead. You see, the people of Dartmoor for many years had to bury their dead in a small parish church in the village of Lidford. They had to walk many, many miles to get there, and they would have to set off in the early hours of the morning, just guided by a small oil lamp, and they would walk with the wooden pallet bearing the body of their loved one over many miles of moorland, in the dark, treacherous marshes and bogs all around, will-o'-the-wisps luring them off the path. They would make their way to Coffin Wood, where the coffin maker would meet them with the casket, the box, and the body of the loved one would be placed inside, and they would continue on their walk. Hours and hours would pass before they eventually made it to Lidford, and they were able to bury their dead. Now, these hardships were brought to the attention of the Bishop of Exeter, a fellow called Bishop Branscombe, and he wanted to see for himself what the lich paths were like and how difficult it was to cross them in the dead of night. So on a cold, bleak winter's evening, he set off across the moors with just a trusty servant by his side. For many, many hours, they walked the lich paths, lost their way many times. They were weary, they were footsore. And as dawn was breaking, suddenly they saw a man walking towards them, a tall stranger dressed in a dark cloak and a black hat pulled low over his eyes. "Greetings, strangers," he said, hailing them as fellow travellers. "What brings you to the moors on such a dark and miserable night?" "Oh," said Bishop Branscombe, "just two travellers crossing the moors." "Well," said the man, "you must be tired. You must be hungry and thirsty. Here." And he reached out his hand and he offered them a loaf of bread and a lump of cheese. Now, the bishop's servant was a very astute man. And as the food was handed over and the bishop was just about to take it gratefully, the servant noticed that peeking from beneath the black cloak of the stranger was a small pointed tail. Glancing down at his feet, instead of seeing a pair of sturdy leather walking boots, he saw a pair of cloven hooves, and he knew without a shadow of a doubt that they had encountered the devil himself. The servant reached out his hand and he dashed the bread and the cheese from the devil's hand, and it fell to the ground. The devil thwarted, disappeared in a puff of smoke. Where the bread and the cheese fell, they became petrified. They turned to stone, and they stand there to this day, two great rock formations known as Branscombe's Loaf and Branscombe's Cheese. Having survived the night on Dartmoor and an encounter with the devil, Bishop Branscombe decided that he would set up chapels of rest all over the moors to enable the people of Dartmoor to bury their dead more closely to home, meaning that they wouldn't have to cross the treacherous lich paths ever again. If you ever have a chance to visit Exeter Cathedral, you will see the great tomb of Bishop Branscombe erected to him with the gratitude of the people of Dartmoor.